You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've been helping small businesses and entrepreneurs increase their income in ways that feel good to them. For decades, we've been led to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. On this show, you'll learn what it takes to create more income without sacrificing your integrity or your joy to do it. With fresh takes on sales, marketing, and other growth-focused topics, you'll be able to lead your business or team to greater success by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. If you believe in putting people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. AI is being used by more and more people every day. Do you need it to be successful? No. But will it help to find creative ways for you to leverage it? Absolutely yes. As Albert Einstein once said, creativity is intelligence having fun. I think that actually captures the spirit of today's episode, because we can be fun and playful with artificial intelligence, just as we can be fun and playful with our own ideas. And what I hope that you take away from this episode, if nothing else, is to learn how you can embrace AI, just so that you're not competing with it. I want you to imagine a world where your time is not consumed by repetitive tasks. You see VAs everywhere popping up and offering their services to help you take back your time. AI can do the same thing. It's freeing you up for the magic that happens when your creative juices start flowing, when you can take the basic ideas or concepts that it gives you and play with them. AI tools like ChatGPT can help you sort through data. It can help you generate unlimited ideas that you can then bring to life with your own unique perspective and personality. It can do so many things for you. It's not just limited to content creation. And that's where I think a lot of people get confused with AI, is that they see it as a content generation tool, but I like to think of it as a trusty little sidekick in business. I think it's there more to amplify our creativity, not steal it or replace it. And let's face it, the base content from an AI tool is always going to be in need of a little TLC from those of us who have a strong brand and very strong opinions, right? Because we're not in a place where we can totally release our content creation to a bot and expect it to feel like it's in 100% alignment with us and our brand and our audience and our voice as creators. I also am someone who cannot stand busy work, so I love that AI takes some of that off my plate. It helps me analyze data, it offers suggestions for trending topics, it even gives me a base to build from in terms of my content that I know that I can make my own. So this podcast was actually first generated with an AI tool, just so you could see what's possible in terms of using it. And of course, my hope is you didn't just hear that and go, "Ugh, I knew it. This didn't sound like Justine at all." But I want you to know that it doesn't have to feel weird or out of integrity with your brand. It just took me a little less time to put this episode together for you. Win-win, right? So here's what I want to do next. As a professional marketer of 15 years and somebody who loves a good SWOT analysis, I would like to do one for AI. So if you're unfamiliar with what a SWOT analysis is, it's just an acronym for SWOT, your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I want to go through this so that you can see in a little bit better detail what you can do with AI to grow your business, where you need to maybe pay a little bit more attention as you do so, and some of the considerations that you're going to want to make when you start to leverage AI more. Does that sound good? Okay. Let's start with the positive, with the upside, the strengths. One of the strengths of AI is that it gets smarter every single day. By the way, so do you as a human. And that makes the possibilities for what it can do really endless, because as it is getting more information input into it as an algorithm, as it is learning as a machine, the possibilities are really expansive with AI. So what you could do the first time you logged into ChatGPT like 6 months ago is very different than what you're going to be able to do today. The second strength of AI is that it saves time and it helps you without replacing you, unless you want to teach it to replace you. And in some ways, that does make sense, right? For some of those mundane, repetitive tasks, like analyzing data or metrics, or even helping you organize thoughts and ideas, or generate topics and themes, or content pillars, or different things like that, it can be really helpful. Number three is that it can also process data at incredible speeds. And that helps speed up decision making. So something that you had to manually do yourself and you got in your way a little bit and it took a lot of time and you kind of let it get drawn out, if you can plug a couple of details into ChatGPT or any other tool, I'm just referencing that one because it's my favorite one, but if you could just plug in a few details into any AI software and have it help you, you're going to make quicker decisions. You're going to learn faster. You're going to become inherently more competitive in your field than someone who's not using it. I also love using it for simple tasks and commands. Like if I'm trying to add a specific string of HTML code to my website, I love asking ChatGPT to generate that code for me. So lately, I was looking to add some fun customizations to my website and I plugged in some of these things into ChatGPT and boom, a minute later, not even, I was able to generate that code, grab that code and put it right onto my website with hardly any effort. These are the types of things where it becomes a lot smarter than us, a lot faster than us, and something that we can leverage to free up time. Now let's move to the weaknesses. Number one. It is not totally personalized, and I have found it hard to code it or to train it or teach it to generate content that feels like something I would actually write. Now, I'm not saying that can't be done, but I'm just saying I have found it hard to do that. And so what that tells me is that it takes a little bit more skill and time and effort if you want to do something like that. Now, the second thing that I see as a weakness is it's very transactional. You input data point A, I give you back data point B. It's not super creative. It is not very personalized. It's not very tailored right off the bat. And I'll give you the perfect example. So I once asked ChatGPT to write something with a fun undertone and like a little bit more humorous or something like that. And it kept adding circus tent emojis and talking about clowns in the content. It was really weird. I was not going to be using any of the content that it was giving me. But I think in the same regard, it's interesting to see what it gives you and start catering it to more of what you want. So when it's giving you the circus tent emojis and the clowns, and you're saying, no, I want it to be a more relatable humor that's feminine in nature and includes these type of elements, or that mirrors content from this type of influencer, that's going to help you kind of navigate it. And the beauty of AI is that it is in blockchain. So as you're creating commands, it's learning in that string of requests. So it's getting better and stronger. And the more things you ask it, the more close it's going to be to what you want, which is really good. The last weakness of AI is that it takes a lot of training and development just to get it right. And I think there's so much spam out there for training on it. And so I see a lot of ads on Facebook that are like, grab my 75 prompts to make ChatGPT your best friend in business. I think a lot of those are not great. And sometimes it's just quicker to do those tasks myself than to buy a training, sit through it, try to leverage some of the prompts, go into the thing, try to get it right. Like it just feels like a lot of push and pull and back and forth. And so depending on the thing that you're trying to do, I think in some ways that could work for you in longer term goal sets. But when you're trying to create a social media post today, you certainly don't want to go down the rabbit hole for 5 hours on ChatGPT trying to create one post and get it just right. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is just be mindful of your time, right? Maybe set a timer if you're going in to create a series of requests. Don't exceed the timer, especially if it's something that's more time sensitive. I also don't love the fact that if you don't get a query just right based on that AI tool's understanding, it will spit out a totally unusable response. Like you might use a certain word or term and that AI tool doesn't understand what that word or term is because it's not customized to your industry or it just might misinterpret or understand what you're trying to say. And that can feel really frustrating because then you kind of have to figure out workarounds, which is good because it's going to teach you how to have more generalized language around what you're trying to do. But in the moment, it can be kind of an uphill battle. And it takes a little bit of time and practice to get that right. So just be mindful of that. Shifting back to the positives, the opportunities side, it's a super low ticket automation tool. Literally anything you want to automate can be run through AI to save you a ton of time and a lot of the basic learning and understanding that you would typically have to put into automations. So anything that you are trying to automate, I would first run it through a filter of AI. How can I automate this with AI? And do that as a Google search. Do it in an AI tool. If you can figure out ways to leverage AI in your automations, it's going to save you a ton of time. The second opportunity I see with AI is that it is fantastic for creating a process. So I'll give you a behind the scenes of something I used ChatGPT for recently in my own business. One of my clients was looking to design their nurturing process and didn't have a documented process for that yet. So I just plugged into ChatGPT, design a nurturing process for new customers over 30 days that starts to plant seeds for referrals over time. It includes welcome emails, it includes automated social media chats, and it includes call scripts. And then I just customized it to their business and gave that to them as a base. Right? So this is something that you could do to create all of your process documents. You could put in there details of what you're currently doing, details of what you desire to be doing, and really start to just add those little custom elements about your business and brand to make it more unique to you. And anytime that it spits you back something that you don't love, like maybe it gives you 15 social media chats and you say, okay, limit this to 5 really high value chats, or it gives you 1 call script. You can say, add 10 more call scripts that include these elements, right? Or give me some elements of a highly effective call script first, and then say, add these elements into the call scripts and expand that list to 10, right? So you can teach it and train it and even use it through the teaching and training to build on the results that you get over time, which is really fun. The last opportunity that I see, and obviously these lists are just for this podcast episode, they're not all inclusive. There's many more things that you could add to this list, but these are just the ones that are top of mind for me, is that it's amazing at lead qualification. So you can toss an AI chatbot on your website, on your social media pages, on your messaging platforms, and they will get right to work answering all of your customers' questions, guiding them through your funnel, setting appointments for you. You can even train AI to qualify leads using scoring models that assign values to certain leads based on criteria you set, like demographic and psychographic data. You can teach it how to speak like you and answer questions in a really dynamic way. There's so many ways you can play with this. So one tool that I would look into if you're interested in the chatbot feature is ManyChat. I'm not an affiliate for them, but I think it's an incredible tool and I've played with it a little bit. So if that's something that you want to start leveraging for your business, I would definitely look into not just that tool, but also type in ManyChat competitors and see who pops up and do a little bit of your due diligence to figure out which one you would want to go with and which one's the most intuitive for you to use. Okay, so we're going to wrap up this episode by talking about the threats of AI. They are going to influence and impact the decisions that you make while considering platforms and using platforms and all of those things. So the first one is ethics, okay? AI has biases just like humans have biases. And it not only replicates our biases, it also fails to filter for them. So if you have an inherent bias and you put in data with that inherent bias, AI is not going to filter it out. And so you just have to be really mindful. This is just like doing Google searches for things that you already know and believe in. Sometimes it can be really helpful to type in the antithesis of what you believe just so that you can learn and grow as a human. This is just my personal opinion. This doesn't necessarily mean that anything is bad when it comes to AI and ethics and biases and all of those things. I'm just calling attention to it because I like to use AI to not just help me create, but also challenge my ideas and show me the opposite sides of things and to continue in my learning and growth through AI. The second threat that I see is around security. So AI is a tool, and that makes it susceptible to security issues like stolen data, payment information, different things like that. So anytime you're using AI, you want to just be mindful of this. This is not a unique problem to AI. It's just one of those things that you want to be mindful of anytime you leverage a tool in your business that you are either paying for or not, but especially the ones you're not paying for. And in a lot of cases, AI tools are cheap or free, and that's because they want data inputs. They're building their platform on data collection. So just be mindful of how and where and why you're using AI in your business. The third one, which I actually see as the biggest threat, just because of I'm seeing how AI is used out there by people who are building businesses, is unoriginality. So if we go back to that conversation from earlier about having a strong brand, AI is super generic in nature. As I said before, or maybe alluded to, it relies on our inputs. Okay, so if you are purchasing prompts or making similar queries to other people in your industry, you can end up blending into a sea of other voices and not standing out at all, especially if you're using AI to create a volume of content instead of content that feels really unique and special to the platform you're standing on and your unique value propositions as a business. So, funny story and quick illustration of this, I have a friend who recently purchased a tool that takes payment for her business. And part of that tool is their own AI that creates business descriptions for anyone who uses their software based on their selection for industry. And she was like, oh my gosh, I remember seeing this exact same business description for another local business around here. Like they copied it and were using it to promote their brand. This is really interesting. And so if you want to stand out and be seen, yes, getting there first and getting there often, playing the volume game is one way you can do that. But what I think is much better and what's going to make a difference as we move further and further into the years where there is already a lot of noise and volume out there is to customize the outputs that you're getting from AI to become more of your own voice so that you truly do stand out as a leader of the pack. You don't just want to be like everybody else. You are special, and people deserve to see what is special about you. So that's my general take on AI for business growth. I think there's a lot of benefits. I think there are some considerations and a small amount of cons. And as long as you know the scope of what you're getting into, it can be a really powerful way for your business to grow with less effort and more support and more ease over time. So let me know if you want me to dive deeper on the topic of AI when it comes to closing more sales specifically, going into more of that lead generation and qualification side of things, because I think that can be really powerful too, and to talk about that in a little more depth from a sales perspective. But in the meantime, I want to invite you to take 10 minutes today or within the next couple of days and play with an AI tool like ManyChat or ChatGPT or Claude or whatever one that you look up that you feel drawn to, and just have fun with it. See what it can do for you. See what you learn from it. See what you like about it. See what you don't like about it. I'm so curious to hear what you do with it, what you think of it, and I'm excited for you to have some fun and play and do something maybe a little bit different this week. If you found this episode helpful, hit the subscribe button. And if you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. I appreciate your honest feedback. Plus, it helps more people find this content so they can grow their businesses by putting people first too. And if you have any questions or ideas for future episodes, send them to justine@justinebeauregard.com. I can't wait to hear from you, and I'll see you next week.